Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former Governor Robert List of Nevada joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program former Governor Robert List of Nevada. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Oh, thank you, Sam. It's great to see you again.
So we're taping this on the morning of January 25th, so people have a time frame here. So just... let's start out with, give me your thoughts on the events of the last couple of weeks, starting with what happened in the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, I think, number one, it took place in a period where I think the Democrats are celebrating, of course, getting ready for their inauguration, and the Republicans are sort of still in mourning from the election, and feeling apprehensive about the change. And so it came at a high point with emotions on both sides. And of course, we now know that the majority in the House, Democrats, and the tide and in effect control of the Democrats in the Senate has led to an impeachment and a trial now coming up. So I think there isn't anything good that can be said about any of it. It's all bad for America, bad for both parties. It's a very anxious and difficult time. I don't know anybody that's celebrating it.
Well, I think the Democrats are celebrating the fact that they're in power, but trying to figure out at this point how to make that power work. One of the things that's under discussion right now is the filibuster. And it seems like a dual-edged sword because Senator Reid got rid of the filibuster for judges and then the Republicans got rid of it for Supreme Court justices and managed to get a ton of justices passed through, including a lot of judges. At this point, the discussion is whether the filibuster will go away or stay. McConnell wants a two-year reprieve before anything is done. What do you think is going to happen, and what do you think about the filibuster itself?
I think the filibuster is a very important device or measure that maintains the necessity of inter-party cooperation. Over the years, it's worked well to require them to come together. No party in control ever gets what they want, unless they have, you know, a 60%. And so I think it's been a good thing. And if it goes away, it's Katie bar the door. It'll be back and forth between the two parties undoing each other's policies. And I mean, the Republicans dealt with it the last 4 years. And the bottom line is that we had a balanced outcome, I think. And so I think it would be a terrible outcome if it's done away with.
Senator Reid, even before the election, said, give the Republicans 3 weeks, and if they don't come through, then dump the filibuster.
Well, it's always a threat. You know, Senator Reid used it when they were in charge to leverage things. And of course, they did away with the filibuster on certain confirmations and where for the Supreme Court, for example. And he's the one who really initiated the concept of eliminating the filibuster or using it as a leverage to the threat of getting rid of it. But on balance, I think it's important to maintain it.
Were you surprised at the strength of the Republican turnout in the election? Because even though they didn't win the presidency, there were a lot of victories across the country for Republicans that some people had written off.
Yeah, I think I was not surprised. No, because I believe that a majority of Americans, Republicans and a lot of independents and a lot of Democrats, believed in the policies that President Trump put in place. While they may not have liked, many of them didn't vote for him or didn't like him for whatever reason, mainly style, I guess. Nevertheless, his policies are very popular, and I think still are, and I believe that Biden's going against them is going to hurt him. So I think it came down, the wave came down the ballot on the Republican side, the wave of favoritism toward the conservative policies, both nationally and internationally.
Do you think that the majority of the country is in the middle as it has been in the past? Because it seems to me that you've got a battle in both parties between the center and the extremes.
I think the majority is in the middle. I think that the split on the Republican side is not so much on policy. I think there's a good consensus on what has happened in terms of international relations, in terms of domestic policy and bringing jobs back and all those things. I don't see any real divisiveness over that. I do think there's a major split on the Democrat side over how far left to move. And there are still the traditional old line Democrats who don't like it. And they're the ones who crossed over. Because we are compared to the Democrats, we have far fewer voters, and they came over to our side on a lot of state and local elections and on the president's election itself.
You know, over the past several decades now, we've seen groups align themselves with the Republican Party that weren't really Republicans. They were libertarians, they were independents, they were folks that realized they could not get elected under their own banners, and so they joined the Republican Party. How do you feel about them and their effect on the Republican Party? And you can go back and talk about, you know, Tea Party Republicans and others, the Freedom Caucus. Is that a benefit to the Republican Party going forward, or is that a detriment after we've seen out over the last 4 years?
I think it's a benefit. I mean, you take all your votes. You don't have to. There's an old saying that, you know, the question is, do the voters like you, not do you like the voters? You take what comes your way and add them in your column, and both sides have extremists that are going to vote for them. But nobody really, in the end, all the votes are secret, and it's the numbers that count when it comes to winning and losing.
In your days as governor and after you were governor, the conservative side of the party reared its head quite strongly on in Nevada, I should say, with what happened up in Jarbidge, bombings at the BLM, and I'm not saying that that's a conservative issue, but it was, you know, certainly a right-wing extremist group that partook in that. Does it concern you that we've seen a rise of this? Now, go back to what happened to the Capitol. And yes, there were a lot of people that were upset about the election, but a lot of people stormed the Capitol. And I'm not sure that a majority of the Conservative Party is happy about the fact that they did so under a right-wing banner.
I think this, and it's easy to compare, but the fact is there were extremists, I guess you call them extremists, but they were not violent. They didn't have guns. I mean, they weren't violent in that sense. They weren't there to kill people. They were storming their own capital. And unfortunately, in the process and in the melee, some people were hurt, and I guess three or four people actually died, which is terrible. And there's been a lot made of it, particularly because it's our capital, and it wasn't supposed to happen. But I don't hear any of that outrage over what happened last summer, all across the country, burning down businesses, burning down buildings, burning down and taking over courthouses and police stations. Nobody objected to that. And so there have been extremists on both sides expressing themselves. The difference with this one is that the Democrats are now in control and they're going to make a lot out of it. And these are difficult, contentious times. Nobody can approve what occurred. But I also think the reaction is entirely partisan.
True that it's partisan, but is there really an equivalence? Does one look at an incident in one place and an incident in the other and say, well, they did this, therefore what we did was okay? And, you know, I'm just kind of curious because, you know, you're a parent, I'm a parent. If our kids came home with that excuse, I don't think that we would be accepting of it.
No, we'd say that that it doesn't justify it on either side. Nobody can approve of either what went on over that long period of time and what happened on that one occasion. I think that it's bizarre that nothing was done about it and still isn't being done about it in Portland and Chicago and Seattle and San Francisco and Sacramento and Denver, where the extremist left people are still doing it. And nothing's being said about it by the Democrat Party. It's just wrong on both sides.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with former Governor List right after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada. The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Governor Robert List of Nevada. We've got a governor's race coming up. It's 2 years away, but already the present governor, Sisolak, has raised well over $2 million for the campaign. I remember when Kenny Guinn had $3 million in the bank for his first time around to scare off opposition. Who do you see on the Republican side as contenders for the gubernatorial race?
Well, nobody has really stepped out and said, I'm going to run, of course. And we are really only 2 years away from the next, or a year away from the next campaign. It's coming on pretty fast. I guess the names that one would have to consider as having statewide appeal would be Adam Laxalt, Mark Amade, both of them, and there'll be others. I mean, we have folks in the legislature, and we have folks in local government who could step up. So, and I think that Governor Sisolak will have to deal with the fact that a lot of people are unhappy about the way the coronavirus thing has been handled, and he's done what he's done, and that he'll be accountable for that. So it could be a wide open race.
Okay, so let's deal with the last thing first. Governor Sisolak's handling of the coronavirus. What would you say are the good things he's done, and what would you say are the things that you're concerned about?
Well, I think he's worked to bring about vaccinations across the state. They've gotten the vaccine down to the local people. I think he's done his best at that. I think that the problems now have to do with the accessibility of the public to get the vaccinations. And so how much of that you can put on him, I don't know. How much on the locals, I don't know. I know in my case, I'm 84 years old and I haven't been able to get a shot yet. But there are lots of people in my category. People are having to deal with the computers when they're not familiar with it, particularly some of the older people. But I think on balance, the trouble that he's had has been in the prioritization of who goes first. And of course, the people that go last are the ones that are going to complain. So you're not going to please everybody. So in the process, he's going to make some enemies, and I think he knows that. That goes with the turf when you're governor. And of course, there's some time to let that all shake out and go by, and some people will not even remember it when they go to vote in a year and a half.
I would be so thrilled if what you just said is true, that a year and a half from now we weren't worrying about the effects of coronavirus and the fallout. Do you think that the state of the state that he presented last week was basically a welcome unions to vote for me a second time around and solidify that base?
I think that's pretty much what it was. I don't think the average person knows what was said. I don't think the average voter, the average Nevadan in either party is paying much attention to speeches right now. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their family. They're worried about paying rent or mortgages. I don't think most people are focused on local politics or state politics.
Well, and if that's true, then they are the smartest people, because at this point, I think everybody needs to take a breather after the election. but our job is to talk about politics. Mark Amaday, very well known in Northern Nevada, longtime congressman, proud to that state senator. I would say not very well known in Southern Nevada. Won't he have an incredible amount of work to do to become familiar to the folks in Southern Nevada if he chooses to run? He's got a committee at this point.
I think that he could, he'd catch on down here pretty quickly. As we know, Mark is a he's an interesting guy. People like to follow him. He's always quick with answers and quick with he's quick-witted, and people enjoy Mark and listen to him. I think he and the knowledgeable party people on the Republican side, at least, know him well down here. He doesn't come down a lot, but a fair amount, and he has a following down here. I don't think there's any question about that. And you know, I think hopefully we won't have a major primary on our side. And I would think that Adam, if he decides to run, and Mark would have to come together and try to find some arrangement so they didn't have a primary.
That would be an interesting situation, to say the least. There's been talk of Anthony Marnell III, Tony Marnell's son, who runs Marnell Gaming. Years ago, there was talk of him running for lieutenant governor. That didn't come to pass. Then there was the recession. He's a remarkable businessman in the fact that when Penn took over the M Resort, they kept Don Marnell as president for another couple of years because he was so good at what he was doing, despite the fact that the property's value had decreased dramatically. But I remember back when Phil Satre was thinking of running for governor, and the word at the time was that it would be very difficult for a gaming official to run for governor. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, he's a talented fellow. Of course, he's involved in Northern Nevada now, having bought the Sparks Nugget. So he's involved in the business community now on both ends of the state in gaming. It would be a sort of a first. Paul Laxalt did it when he ran for the Senate, and he had the Ormsby House in Carson City, but that was a much smaller scale. I have not seen any moves by Tony down here. But it's a free country. I wouldn't be surprised if he got in it. My own view is that the national situation is going to continue to have a big influence on Nevada. I think that some of the moves that President-elect Biden or now President Biden have made have been very unpopular in this state, and I think that's going to resound to the benefit of Republicans on an ongoing basis.
All right, let's take one more break and we'll be right back with former Governor List.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Governor Robert List. We're almost out of time. This has just zipped on by. But I wanted to ask you, you know, in this last election, the strength of the Republicans across the country, but particularly in Nevada, was very impressive. Do you think that Nevada is still a purple state versus leaning Democrat, leaning blue?
I do. I think for one particular reason, we have a lot of people anymore in Nevada who are independents, and they tend to be conservatives. And when you just compare party registrations, we're a minority. But when combined with the independents who are conservative, we're in play. And I think we're a purple state for a long time to come.
Governor Robert List, it is such a pleasure to talk to you and see you. I wish we were in person, and we'll do that again one of these days soon. But you and I have been friends for over 40 years, and you're one of my favorite people. Thank you for doing this, as always.
Thank you, Sam. God bless you.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.